Remakes seem to be the rule in today's movie business, and it's not just TV shows like I Spy that get the treatment. Some of the most respected titles in cinema history also are being redone. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan has this review of the remake of the Russian classic Solaris.
The original Solaris lasted 2 hours and 45 minutes, a length that bored detractors and enraptured partisans. It was a challenging, philosophical film that played like Forbidden Planet, filtered through the dark agonies of the Russian soul. It's become one of the most revered films by the revered director Andrei Tarkovsky. So who should remake Solaris but Steven Soderbergh, Hollywood's most gifted chameleon? He seems able to breathe life into all manner of genres, from the working-class story of Aaron Brockovich to the drug wars in Traffic to the remake of the Rat Pack film Ocean's 11.
I don't believe that we're predetermined to relive our past. I think that we can choose to do it differently.
Soderbergh's new, stripped-down, 96-minute version stars George Clooney as a psychologist and Natasha McElhone as his wife.
In your memory, you get to control everything. So even if you remember something wrong, I am predetermined to carry it out.
A couple that may or may not be given another chance in a space station moored above the strange planet that gives the film its name.
The day I left and you said that you wouldn't make it, I didn't hear you because I was angry. This is my chance to undo that mistake, and I need you to help me.
Though it's a lot shorter, the new Solaris is still an elliptical and elusive meditation on themes of love, death, consciousness, and identity.
But am I really Rhea?
I don't know anymore.
It's an example of smart, sophisticated filmmaking that stands, despite a certain lack of emotional heft, in welcome contrast to most of what comes from the studios these days. Solaris is beautifully shot, filled with arresting visuals that captivate the eye without overwhelming the story. The film has an unobtrusive yet convincingly futuristic look, sleek, rainy, and well-worn, that evokes Blade Runner.
She's a mirror that reflects part of your mind. You provide the formula.
She's alive.
She is not human. Try to understand that if you can understand anything.
Director Soderbergh is good at working with actors, and that helps the futuristic scenario seem plausible. The one thing that is just beyond the filmmaker's grasp is the ability to make the core story as moving as it should be. Solaris is about love lost and refound through the workings of an unknowable alien force. It's an intriguing idea, but Clooney's limitations as an actor,
I'm awake,
prevent what could be a provocative film from being completely realized. Though Soderbergh is one of Hollywood's acknowledged wizards, some tricks are beyond even his control.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.